My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. It's so good to have you with me. Hour number two, if you missed any parts of hour number one, well, it was shortened. We had a little bit of a computer glitch go on, but David Shostokas and I got into some great stuff regarding constitutional originality and a case that's going on in New Mexico. We'll be talking more about this, but Coy Griffin, a judge decided that because Coy Griffin trespassed on January the 6th, he is not eligible to run for any public office, state or federal. So anyone that might have been involved or appeared or was anywhere in Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January, you may be headed for a situation where because you were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, you will be disqualified, and 75 million Americans, or it's probably more like about 3 or 4 million Americans, will be disqualified and not able to run for office either in their state or federally based on this ruling. This is insane. That's how you wipe out your political opponent. Right there. That's how you do it. unconstitutionally, I might add. But that's how you start the process. I want to welcome Rashid Walters, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And we've been working with Project 21 Black Leadership Network for almost 10 years now, having representatives on. And I've made a commitment to have a representative on twice a month. And, of course, we have David Lowry, who is a part of Project 21, that's on with me every single Tuesday as well. I welcome Rashid to the program. Rashid, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well, we want to talk about, I think, one of the more, it's significant. Everybody's, you know, celebrating that Roe v. Wade was, quote unquote, overturned. But the reality is Roe v. Wade was simply pushed back, and the question of abortion becomes an issue of the state. It doesn't get rid of abortion. If it got rid of abortion, then we wouldn't be having Planned Parenthood still killing, you know, they're whining, right? They're whining. But the reality is, as you and I both know, is they're still sitting in minority neighborhoods killing minority babies and convincing minority women that the only avenue is to kill the child that's in their womb.
Right. It's very sad. And, you know, it just goes back to the Democrats' theology when it comes to poverty. Their solution to poverty is abortion, which is, it's insane. If you're born into poverty, the same poverty conditions that they created with their social services and many of their, policies towards blacks and Latinos in these communities, which have created, poverty, their solution is, hey, if you have a child, kill it. So I think that, you know, it is it's very, very scary thing. And, you know, I think that it's fascinating as well, because the same people who are upset about this ruling going back to the states, they're so concerned, yet they claim, which I believe may be a lie, that 70% of the population is supportive of abortion, which, you know, unfortunately is not the case.
Well, no, it seems as though actually that the swing is going the other direction, that people actually value life these days as opposed to murder. And there's a moral void, I think, in our country. And there are a lot of young people, although they've been brought up to believe in secular humanism and atheism and so on and evolution and no God and all this, but they're finding that that is empty. There's an emptiness there. And they really are searching. They're going, you know, I got a hole in me and I need to figure out. So I got to fill that hole with something. And all this, you know, the drugs, the parties, the alcohol, the career, the all of that, none, it's all empty because it won't fill that hole. There's got to be something more.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that I think that we have, that unfortunately society has forgotten, is that the womb of a woman is the workshop of God. And that workshop.
That's beautiful, man. Say that again. You know, say that again. No, that is beautiful.
The womb of a woman is the workshop of God. Yeah. That's where God, one of God's most powerful acts takes place, which is creation.
Yeah.
And bringing to life, something just simply from a sperm. Simply from, as they would say, water. Yeah. And it creates a life, and that life could change lives. See, that's, you know, one thing I wrote in my article at the end was, you know, of I believe the over 60 million babies aborted since Roe v. Wade, how many of those babies could have been a blessing to the world in the sense of what they could have brought? I mean, a lot of people don't understand the power of the womb. You could say a prayer on your womb. And you could pray that one day, maybe the cancer that killed the mother that you love so much, that your baby, through God, would cure that cancer. It's a possibility.
Amen.
Again, this is the workshop of God, and what comes out of the womb could change the world. It's a possibility. It's not, you know, so I think that our society, by taking obviously God out the classroom, God out of our country, we are becoming extremely degenerate to the point where, as issues like this is not raising alarm? How is it that 13% of the population is about 28% of the abortions? Black people been in America for over 400 years, yet the Latinos now have 18% of the population. How is that possible? You know, it is, as you mentioned earlier, it is pure genocide. And it's so fascinating to look at the Democrats and how angry they are with people who simply have organizations that say, hey, you don't have to abort your child. You have the choice ultimately to do what you want to do, but you don't have to abort your child. Here's some alternatives. And they're angry that people are promoting the idea of allowing black children to be born. And these are the same people who claim Black Lives Matter, but they just don't matter when they're in the womb, which is one of the most important places for life to be.
Yeah, there's no question. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Children are a blessing. I mean, there's no question. I've got 5 kids and 3 grandkids. My kids, I died 4 times in a car accident, saving my daughter's life.
Wow.
So I firmly believe in the value of the lives of our children and of our offspring. And it just kills me, that there are those that are out there that don't understand it. But of course, you know, the Darwinian thing. And the idea of evolution, the idea that we just crawled up out of some swamp as opposed to being created. I want to kind of shift gears, but not so much. But you talked about, coming out of, being able to create a life out of poverty, out of opportunity, just by seeing opportunity. I don't know your whole story, but just what I read about your biography, you took initiative, you saw opportunity, and you have created a successful life in what these people want to tell you is a system. You can't do that. That is impossible. You won't be allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Can you talk about your personal journey a little bit and tell us a little bit about who you are?
Sure. So I grew up in a typical situation for black males in America. My mother, was an immigrant from Trinidad. She came up here, legally, of course. And, my father was in my life until I was 9, but he wasn't really active. So I grew up single mother, my mother is a nurse. So my mother, I was blessed to have, everything I needed because of her dedication to her working.
Wait a minute. She was an immigrant who was able to actually find a good paying job and have a career. Wait a minute. This can't be America. They tell us
the American dream.
Yeah, they tell us.
A 2-family house. I mean, yeah, my mom lived the American dream and, but still growing up,
Which doesn't make it easy, but it's still you gotta make, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, brother, I know it's being a little sarcastic, but it was intentionally that way because they say, well, if you're, America, it's not a good place for, immigrants can't succeed here anymore.
Yeah, and just a side note on that, one thing that I've learned is that belief in God, is important because God defeated the idea of impossibility when he created this universe. He took nothing. It would just close your eyes. You see darkness. He took darkness and created a whole world. So when he did that, he defeated the idea of impossibility. So after that act was done, there's no such thing as impossibility. And that's one thing that I've always held close to myself is that the power of God and how my belief in God, my mother taught me to believe in God and how that got me through. Cause I grew up in, I witnessed my first homicide when I was 5 years old going to T-ball practice. I went through the public school system, which wasn't the best.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get you know, the best resources I needed to be as prepared as I wanted to be for college, but still graduated in 3 years instead of four when I went to college.
Congratulations.
So, you know, thank you. So my whole belief system was that there is no such thing as impossible as long as I put God in the forefront of my life. There's nothing that I can't do. And there's also not believing the boogeyman lie, because again, there's a boogeyman lie that says, hey, because you're black or because you're a woman or because you're Latino or whatever have you, there's a system that is going to stop you from becoming what you want to be. And this is just a way of control and trickery. Whereas you now believe, hey, I'm inferior. You know, I can't. If I try to do this, somebody's going to shoot me down. And it's sad because it just shows you the level of cowardice that's now been implanted in this generation versus generations in the past. I did not live through Jim Crow. I have spoken to people who have. I have never went to a job and said and seen signs that said no N-words apply. I never witnessed that, but I know people that did.
Right.
And again, that was part of our country's history, but where we are now, nobody's holding you back. As in, you can do what you want to do. Will it be harder for certain people? Of course. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be difficult, no matter what you look like. You could be white, you could be black, you could be whatever. You may have challenges.
Amen. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Rashid Walters, sure. Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more coming at you.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral mineral tablets. Wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program again, Rashid Walters. Rashid is with Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find them on our page at CG Contributors. Go to CG Contributors. You're going to click on the Project 21 or NationalCenter.org, NationalCenter.org, and you'll see right at the very top, Project 21. You can find out all the things that they are doing to promote and to help educate conservatism in the black community. You know, that's a piece too. You were talking about, you know, being able to overcome the impossible. No such thing. Jesus said, with God, nothing is impossible, right? I mean,
that's
so
right.
We have that understanding. But one of the things that is attacked is if you are a quote-unquote black conservative. I was talking with Ward Connerly about this yesterday. You know, you're an Uncle Tom. You're a traitor. You're all these things. And I think it's because there is a complete misunderstanding, and they are, again, changing definitions of what conservative means. What does conservatism mean to you?
I believe conservatism is broken down into three categories for me. What it means: it means God, it means family, and it means country. Three virtues. That's what I define being a conservative as. God is the sovereign, the king. He's who we kneel to. The family is a very important building block of nationhood. Without families, there'll be no nation. There'll be no country. And then the country, which we all live in and which we all owe our all to. And as Americans, whatever contribution we contribute to this country is to make our country better and to continue the great legacy of our country. So that's how I break down conservatism, as those three simple values. And those values are something that has been really a key stepping stone for black people. God, obviously the church, family before, as you know, Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Welfare Act, whereas the fathers were pulled out. But the black family throughout slavery, throughout the hard times of Jim Crow, was very strong. That is one of the reasons why there was survival. And country, if you study up until the French and Indian War, there's always been black participation in every single war that the United States fought. And there have been blacks who have contributed greatly to this country.
Amen.
With inventions and with theology and philosophies. So these are things that are not foreign to us, but they have been made foreign to us in this day and time.
Because we've had this revisionist history. You know, it's interesting. I ask people oft times, who was the first nationalist? Do you know who the first nationalist was?
Wow.
You've already said it. I'll give you that hint. You've already said it. It's one of your principles.
Perhaps Frederick Douglass, if I have to guess.
How about God?
Yes.
What did God say to Abram? I'm going to make you a nation.
Yes, yes, there you go.
Right? What did he say to Jacob? He turned Jacob's name into Israel. He made him a nation. That's right. He gave him specific boundaries. He said, these are your boundaries. These are your borders.
That's right.
And then as he went through each kingdom, he said, now be respectful of the borders of the kingdom that you pass through.
That's right.
God the first nationalist. So when somebody says, oh, you're a Christian, well, you know, you can't be a Christian and you can't be a nationalist and be a Christian. Brother, you better be a nationalist if you're a Christian, because God was the first nationalist.
That's right. And if we would have followed what God has given us, we would live a peaceful life. I mean, look at all the wars that are taking place. Russia wants Ukraine. China wants Taiwan. Expansionalism. We see what happened in World War II with Hitler. Mm-hmm. Whereas these people wanted to expand their kingdoms.
Yeah. And at the expense of the rights of others. That's the issue.
That's right.
Without the participation, that's what makes us unique. That's why we're supposed to be the sovereign. And that's one of the great values of conservatism, is we the people are the sovereign. The government works for us, and our rights are not something that God handed to us. They're literally something that are who we are. God put life in us. God put freedom and liberty in us. God put the desire for a better life in us. He gave us the desire to work hard, to be the best that we could possibly be, and to be good to our neighbors. If we take on the nature of Christ and crucify the old man at the cross, and that's why that's so important, and why Jefferson understood that Christianity had to be the foundation of America. And man, we've got to get back to it. I love your principles. God, family, country. God bless you, young man. I am so pleased
to
meet
you
and so grateful to have had you on the program today. I look forward to you having more visits with me and sharing with my audience. Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you. Take care.
All right. You bet. God bless you. Hey, folks, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Mark Sherwood is with us, and he has just an extensive background. He has been a federal agent. He has been involved on the backside of all of what we're kind of getting involved in understanding the system, the FBI, the CIA, the whole thing. And there's a lot that we've talked about here on the program about that. And of course, my background was as a Cold War veteran back in the early 1980s, United States Air Force Russian linguist. So a little bit of background in some of that, but not nearly to the level of my next guest and my co-host, of course, who is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Mr. Rick Manning is with us on the phone. Rick, we welcome you. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, and my qualifications are I'm old, so I remember the Cold War.
Hear, hear. I'm right there with you, bro. I'm right there with you. Well, hey, so let's get into this. There's a lot to unpack. I don't know, Mark, where you want to begin. There's whistleblowers that have come forward, right? We've got Jim Jordan has been talking about people that have been coming to him, which is a good thing. I had Scott Uhlinger, former station chief from the CIA, was on with me. Also had Sam Faddis was on with me as well, you know, talking about, you know, the level, you know, probably what GS-12, GS-13 and above is probably where a lot of our corruption exists. But let's get into this. Where do you see this situation heading with regards to what appears to be a battle again between the FBI, the intelligence communities, and so on, and the 45th president of the United States, and really all of us?
Yeah, I think I appreciate you guys, again, being with you. I'm super honored. I think I'll begin right here. You know, I was a former law enforcement officer that has worked extensively with federal agencies, local, state as well. And I did that for 24 years prior to becoming a naturopathic doctor now. So, and my duty of protection and services not changed, but probably expanded a little bit. I've also ran for a major political office too. So I come at it from a unique perspective. But I'll begin right here because part of my time in law enforcement, community was doing internal affairs work, which was dealing with when people would bring allegations of corruptions and or inappropriate behavior to the police department, to the local departments, to the agencies, and or an agent or officer from within would bring allegations forward. So those had to be investigated. We live in a time where things have changed. You know, I go back to the Rodney King situation, and that sort of flipped the whole idea upside down of can you trust law enforcement? So we saw the erosion of the confidence in law enforcement, and we also saw the microscope increase upon law enforcement across all branches everywhere. Having said that, we're in a place and time right now where as leaders, and I'm going right at it, Leader Ray, right now, if you are a leader, and I'm going to be very passionate about this with your permission.
Yeah.
If you're a leader, you should want people in your rank and file to come forward with allegations of corruption, allegations of misdeeds, of allegations of improprieties so that you could see yourself as improving the integrity and the trust of any agency. Now, having said that, even with Representative Jordan coming forward and saying, I've got this information. Okay, great. But running it through a biblical filter, which I will do as well.
Okay.
At this point in time, if those people are shielded or behind the scenes, that's gossip. It doesn't mean anything to me. Come forward with what you have. If those people care enough, having been one, go ahead, come forward, name yourself, and let's get this thing fixed. We can't get it fixed if we have this continued rhetoric and conjecture on both sides. I know this, you know this, I know this, but I can't tell you my sources. Stop the nonsense. There is nothing hidden under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing indiscoverable under the sun. God already knows. So let's bring truth forward so that truth can begin to bring back credibility and set us free.
You make such a great point that it, you know, the only way that integrity is restored is to shine sunlight, right, on the infection, shine sunlight on the evil that is taking place, on that which is going on, and then hopefully subsequently to cure it. And, you know, Christopher Ray, I don't know him. It sure is bothersome to me that so many of these activities are happening on his watch, and that he sits there and suggests, when we know that the facts are opposite of what he testifies. He testifies to things and says, this is this, when we know that it isn't. That's very bothersome to me. Or he suggests that he doesn't know certain things, that it makes it pretty difficult to believe what he's saying. So even if he's not guilty of some criminal act, a leader will fall on the sword in order to protect the integrity of the organization.
Yes, I completely concur. And I will tell you, as being a leader of an organization now and former leader within that community, if something happens on your watch, it may not always be your fault, but it is always your responsibility. That's what happens in a home, man. That's the way we're supposed to operate. And that's called leadership. And Leadership 101 does not pass the buck and does pass it down. The thing that has driven me crazy about this whole process with politics, with federal law enforcement, whatever, it's like no one has the courage to say three powerful words said the same way differently. I was wrong. Or, I am sorry. That takes courage and integrity. And we need to learn to do that. Now, having said that, I know people that worked with me that are my friends that are now working within the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Okay.
I called a couple of them. I asked them two questions. number one, and they're friends, so I trust them. I said, have you seen corruption within your local office? They're like, no, of course not. You know, and they were honest about that with me. And they said, secondly, I think question is, do you have confidence in your leadership? They don't have direct communication with, you know, Mr. Ray or whatever, but they are concerned about the trust factor they have in the leadership, and they all understand that culture in law enforcement is driven, unfortunately, from the top down, not the bottom up.
Right.
Because the leader has to own it. Now, the other point I want to make very quickly for people to really understand the dynamics of a search warrant, obtainment,
right,
acquisition, and service is that there is an investigator that's primarily in charge of conducting that and creating that affidavit. Now, the point of attack for President Trump is going to be to attack the investigation, because that investigation, that affidavit is presented to a judge. You could go to Judge A, B, C, or D, and obviously, you know, there's going to be a perception of bias in all judges now, unfortunately, whether they're appointed by Mr. Trump or not. You know, the point is, but ultimately, the agents slash officers that would have served that warrant at the time of the service, they would have not taken time nor had access to that affidavit.
Okay.
They would just be operating on a legal document that's an order from the judge. So we got to be very careful about semantics and say those agents violated the Fourth Amendment because they technically would not. The attack point is perjury, perhaps, on the backside.
Let me go back on that, okay? We have this thing called Nuremberg trials, if you remember correctly. And
yes,
the idea that, I was ordered to do it, kind of was universally rejected. And any agent who was participating in a pretty much getting just a wild goose chase, looking around for documents, kind of search warrant on a former president's house, should have been pretty much aware of the political and the real kind of historical problem that exists, and should have been uber careful to make certain that they were dealing in an honest and with integrity. And I am stunned that agents who were involved in that have not come out and said, here's why we had to go through Melania's closet. This is why we went through Barron's bedroom. But that's the thing where it kind of discredits the idea that that this is not a problem that's all the way down at the GS-12 level, GS-11 level, GS-13 level, mid-level FBI. Because the silence and we're just following orders kind of almost a mantra is pretty prevalent. And I'm sorry, but we're in a different world right now. They don't get the benefit of the doubt.
It's not a defense. I understand what you're saying, Rick. We're going to have to take a break. And Mark, I want you to come back. We're going to talk about this. We're going to take a quick break. But something else too, my understanding is that the agents that were involved in this, in that search of Mar-a-Lago, were the same group of agents that were a part of the Steele dossier and the Russiagate investigation as well. And I see that as being significantly problematic, and the knowledge that the FISA warrant was served, and we already know that first FISA warrant with the Steele dossier never should have been given. Never should have been given, because the FBI knew the Steele dossier was fake and phony almost from the beginning. Back with more on that right after this. Dr. Mark Sherwood is our guest. Rick Manning, my co-host. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Our very special guest, Dr. Mark Sherwood. And you can find him, by the way, at sherwood.tv. Sherwood.tv. Is that a good place to send folks, brother?
Yes, sir, it is. We connect people all around the world like that. It's great.
Okay. Sherwood.tv. And of course, my co-host
is too late.
It's right. It's out there now. So there you go. And my co-host, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. Of course, Rick is with me on Mondays as a guest and on Wednesdays as a co-host. But Rick, there was a question that you were asking, and why don't you kind of position those real quick so that that way we can give Mark an opportunity to answer them.
Okay. There are two things I think Mark wants to talk about. One is, the Nuremberg statement I made, what is a officer's responsibility, when they're asked to do something that they don't feel really good about? And two, a basic question when we talk about raids on Mar-a-Lago and elsewhere, along with the social media, the FBI's use of social media to track people. Do we still have a Fourth Amendment in America?
Well, I appreciate those
Nuremberg first, and then
that was a great tee up, man. I appreciate that.
Come on, Mark, hit it out of the park, baby. Let's do this.
So, when you talk about the Nuremberg idea, you know, I appreciate that comment, but as a whole, we cannot go apples to apples on that because we're talking about, you know, a whole different idea of purging people. Now, I get it that the similarities are there. However, when we talk about, you know, an officer executing a search warrant or arrest warrant, and I'll give an example. I have many times executed arrest warrants where I don't know if the person's guilty or not. I have no idea. But my job is to take them, detain them, and bring them back to secure facilities so they can meet the judge. Again, I think that we've got to do two things on this. Number one is, and I'm coming at this from a godly wisdom perspective, is don't give these people in charge too much credit. Don't think they're so smart where the wisdom of God can't outsmart them, because it always does and always has and always will. The second point along that line is when an officer goes into search, and this is me being very honest, I'll put the Mar-a-Lago situation aside. If I am going in to search for documents that may be labeled top secret, whatever the words they want to use, right? And I'm told to go in this residence and search for anywhere those things could be kept within that residence. My question is, could they be kept in Melania's underwear drawer? It could. It's possible. I'm not going in there to care too much about where I'm searching. I'm going in there to simply look for, secure the documents, and get the heck out of Dodge. Now, I agree with you that the people doing that, if indeed, you know, they are, have half a brain, they've got to know that they're in the office of President Trump. My God, you've got to know you're there and you've got to like be extra careful. And to the camera point, man, I want those cameras on. I don't want them off. I want them on because I want them to protect me. And the last thing I'll say is to limited government, I'm all about the sheriff being the highest law enforcement officer in the county. I'm all about that. I campaigned on that issue. But unfortunately, sheriffs don't even know the rules of the Constitution these days. And the way I look at it, the FBI wants to come into my county, and I'm a sheriff, they need to ask permission first. I'll leave it at that.
Let me throw something else in just as we're talking about this, because you can't eliminate the fact that this is a politicized situation. And that the president, the guy sitting in the White House, has declared war on 75 million Americans, more or less. If you hold to traditional values, if you believe in God, if you believe in a husband and a wife, if you believe that you're a man and I'm a man and Rick's a man and my wife is a woman and your wife is a woman and Rick's wife is a woman and you know, my daughters are daughters and my sons are sons and my granddaughter's a granddaughter and my grandson's a grandson. But if you believe in those kinds of things and you believe that you would protect those kinds of things, and I do because I threw myself across a car at 55 miles an hour and died four times to save my daughter's life, okay? So I believe in those things and I've proved it. But my point is that if you believe in those things, that you are now classified as an enemy of the state. And Coy Griffin, when they went into his house, had made an agreement with them to turn himself in the next morning, 8 hours, literally less than 8 hours from when they kicked his door down. And he asked the agent, "Why are you here?" And the agent said, "Because you killed one of our own." And we know now that's a lie. The D.C. Capitol Police killed Brian Sicknick. He was brought to them on two occasions, at 3 p.m. and at 8 p.m., and told, "This guy is having a stroke. He's in trouble. He needs medical attention." And they were rebuffed, and he got no medical attention, and he died. And it was the D.C. Capitol Police that killed him and four other Americans. So my point, Dr. Mark, and I think Rick's concern is, at what point do these agents need to wake up to the reality that they've been lied to, they've been fed lies, they are acting on lies, they know it, the Steele dossier is still glaringly out there. At what point do they say, I can't, in all good conscience, continue to go into American neighborhoods and kick down doors and drag innocent people in and throw them in jails and give them no rights?
Well, I think that the question becomes, like, as a former law enforcement officer, we are taught.
And I'm not putting you on trial, by the way. Let me make sure that
we got to ask.
We're trying to get the mentality.
Yeah.
As a former law enforcement officer, when I go to work every day, conduct my investigations, execute my warrants, whatever I'm doing, I am thinking about just that own singular isolated incident. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm not thinking about yesterday. I'm not thinking tomorrow. I'm thinking I just want to go do my job, serve my country, my public, people, whatever, and go home at night safely. I'm not thinking about all this other stuff. Now, having said that, if someone in law enforcement has observed and is aware of improprieties, lies, etc., they need to have the spine to step up, stand up, speak up for the integrity. If they don't, two words, shut up. And I mean that with all I'm saying. Now, with Biden's statement, you know, and I saw that speech, unfortunately. First of all, I got to tell you, it frankly, I'll use my language that I'm going to use. It pissed me off, right? I mean, I want to say that. Now, I'm not trying to offend people. I'm trying to get people's attention. But my point behind that was I stopped and I prayed about it. And I sat back and I took a breath and I took some time. And I realized that as a believer, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Without question, I don't deny that. And I won't ever, I'll die for that, just like he died for me. I am not scared of Biden, and I don't give a rip what he says. This world will hate me on account of Christ, and that's the way it's going to be. And I'm okay with that. But I'm going to keep shining my light no matter where I go, because I know wherever I go, the light that I carry is going to overpower any darkness. So his idle threats, they can go away, go to bed, get out of my life.
I want to close just by saying this to those agents that are out there that might be listening right now. First of all, we love you. We care about you. Okay. And we care about your soul. And here's what the word says, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That was the challenge that was laid down to us by this guy sitting in the White House to decide, would we go along with evil or will we stand against it? My challenge to every single one of you is make sure you're not standing with evil. Dr. Mark, thanks for being with us. I greatly appreciate it. Hour number two coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff. Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.